Topping on Three Jams cares about Kansas City. If you see something, say something. Call the TIPS hotline at 816-474-TIPS. Stand up and silence the violence in KC. We have the 19th annual Kansas City International Film Festival going down November 8th through 14th. Here in the studio, tell us more about it is Brian and Stacy. How y'all doing this afternoon?
Wonderful. How are you?
Good, good. 19th one going down, huh?
That's right.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the film festival.
As you said, we've been around for 19 years, and this year we are showing 158 films.
Wow.
And 29 different countries are being represented. So
wow.
It's really something for everyone. We have documentaries, narratives, we have animations, we have all types of films dealing with all different types of subjects. So social justice films are really kind of something that we are known for, but we're also known as a filmmakers festival.
So. Any particular films we should be looking out for during this film festival coming up?
You know, we got the opening night film, The Land, is by Stephen Pruitt from Lawrence, about an elderly farmer type couple that are going to lose their farm. That's one that would be one to maybe see. The opening night film is Hidden Life, Terrence Malick's new film. But Thursday, we have actually a totally free show. When last time I saw Jesse, about a college student, Jesse Ross, in 2006, went to Chicago for an academic meeting and never return. That's a totally free show at 7:15 at the Glenwood Arts. But like Stacy said, we do have something for everyone, from shorts, documentaries, narrative, even featuring a couple KIFF local segments within the festival.
Yeah, I see there's a Patrick Mahomes shorts. I know there's some people that might be interested maybe just coming to check that out, I see here.
Well, we've got to like maybe 12 or maybe 14 themed shorts programs. We pick kind of icons from Kansas City, and that was just one of them. So
nice.
You can come and see something in Patrick Mahomes shorts.
So you have to tell us where the International Film Festival is taking place at, and how do they get tickets and all that good stuff?
Well, it's going to be held at the Glenwood Arts, which is at the Ranch Mart location, 95th and Mission. You can get tickets right at the box office or online at kansasfilm.com. You really need to get your tickets early. You can buy a festival pass and see as many movies you have time for, but if you're only going to sample one or two, we suggest get them early because some shows will sell out.
Yeah. Is there anything else going on with the film festival? Anything else outside of films that will be going on during this film festival during the time?
Yeah, we have several different events going on. One in particular, we focus on student or young beginning filmmakers wanting to connect them with the local film industry professionals. And so we have a KIFF Aspiring Filmmakers Challenge. This is the first annual. And what that means is they will get together on Saturday morning, November 9th, this Saturday, and they will have a chance to get connected with local professional filmmakers, and they will be their mentors, and they make a film through that entire day. So they write it, shoot it, and edit it, and then they show it to the audience, to our KIFF audience that same night, and then we have our award ceremony following. So that's something that if you are interested in knowing how to make film and you've never made one before, it's a great opportunity to dive right in, and it's going to be a lot of fun and you know, hilarious films that'll probably be made because they'll be short and spontaneous. So that'll be great. And then we also have, if you're interested in knowing more about the film industry, we have a couple of events. One Saturday morning with a local filmmaker, which Brian mentioned, Stephen Pruitt's The Land. He will be doing a seminar Saturday morning at 10:30, 20 Easy Ways to Ruin Your Great Indie Film. And then we also have Hamad Zaidi, who will be coming in from LA doing the student panel or the student challenge. And then he will be doing a distribution panel on Sunday morning, so at 10 o'clock. And that's all held at the Glenwood as well.
All right. So we got the 19th annual Kansas International Film Festival going down starting on November 8th. That's this Friday?
That's right.
That's right. So make sure you, like I said, get those tickets and get more information at kansasfilm.com. Is there anything else y'all want to add?
Well, sure. There's just want to say again that there are several films for everyone. And one in particular I wanted to mention was Lyle Gibson. He's a local filmmaker who has actually two films in our festival, and one is called An American Story, Who is Black and Who is White. It's an internal war.
Okay.
And it's actually a very good film. It's about an interracial couple with children and parents who didn't accept them.
So, oh, wow. Okay.
So it's a interesting subject that, you know, might not be talked about a lot, and it's a great film, and he's actually a wonderful filmmaker, so he has two of them in our festival.
Good.
So.
If you've never been to a film festival, we do have nearly 50 filmmakers coming worldwide. So one really kind of exciting and fun thing to do is after you've seen the film, if you have any question, the filmmaker's right there to answer it. So that, and you participate, you vote on these movies. We have Audience Award winners for the narrative as well as the documentary. And then we have the Jury Award winners, the animation winners. So there's some awards that will happen on Saturday night. But if you like movies, if you like to travel, you can just come to 95th Mission and travel all around the world by just spending the weekend with us.
That's the best passport you can get right here in Kansas City. I appreciate y'all coming to give us this information and get out there and have fun at the International Film Festival starting this Friday. Thank you guys.
Thank you for having us.